Blog Talk Radio.
He is holy, he is high, he is set apart. So we sing to him.
Amen. 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 Yes, Jesus, you are holy. Holy, holy. I am so grateful for my Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did for me on Calvary.
Amen.
And if there's somebody here in the house, amen, that know what I'm saying to be truth, let's give Jesus some glory right now, some praise, some glory, some honor right now, because he did something that nobody else could do for you, amen. He saved your soul, amen. Forget your body, but he saved your soul.
Hallelujah.
He opened up that door, amen. So what I'm saying is it's time to give him some praise, amen. On this Sunday morning, let's give God some praise that he so rightfully deserves.
We praise your name, Lord.
Glory
to
God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Been so good. So good. Amen. Well, I bless you today, man. I am Pastor D. You are listening to the Jubilee Affair and the Fuse Memorial Worship Experience. Amen. We are in the house. Amen. We give God the praise and the honor for this Sunday morning. Amen. Brother Tony, will you please bless us, sir, with a song?
God bless everyone this morning.
Bless you, God.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Ooh, God has smiled on me. He has me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Oh, God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, 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 there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. Oh, God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good. 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 He's been so good.
Amen.
He's been good to me.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we should not have our Apostles' Creed by Minister Tremaine Townsend. Are you five? Amen. Let us affirm our faith in the Apostles' Creed. What do we believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate. He was crucified, died, and was buried. On the third day, he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. We shall now have our invocation by Minister Lisa Green, followed by scripture by Reverend Patricia Johnson.
Good morning, Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. Father God, we just come before you just thanking you for this day. We thank you, Lord Jesus, right now for life, for love, for your blood. We thank you right now that you are returning to earth, Lord God, in the same manner as you ascended into heaven. We thank you right now, Lord Jesus, that when you come back to set up your kingdom, that we will be there, Father God, and you will reign with righteousness and power. Thank you as believers in Christ that we will come, and Father God, that we will let everyone know the power of your glory. We thank you right now that you rest and rule and abide in each and every one of us. We thank you right now that when you reign, Father God, you reign in each and every one of us, each and every day, while we yet here are physically in this world. We thank you right now, Father God, that we keep our eyes fixed on you and await the day when we will be taken up with you into heaven. We await your glorious return to earth, Father God. We thank you that all the honor and the glory and the strength and the power is all yours, and that you yet give it to us, Father God, because we are your sisters and brothers in Christ. And we have that same strength, power, and glory that you have. We thank you right now, Father God, that we have the faith to utilize what you've given us and the power to use your word to just reside here in this place. We thank you for your son who awakened each and every one of us this morning, Father God, and we love you, we lift you, and we just thank you for the opportunity to just abide with you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. I am reading scripture XO 1. I am reading scripture X 1, verses 9 to 11 from the King James Version. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, standing ye gazing up into heaven, this same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go to heaven. The word of God for the people of God. Praise be to God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. It is a wonderful day to be alive. Amen. It's a wonderful day to be in worship. It's a wonderful day to call on Jesus. Amen. You call on Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It is a wonderful, wonderful day. Amen. Just one announcement I would like to make to the members of Fuse. We are having our quarterly conference this Tuesday, the 25th, at 6 p.m. Amen. That is our quarterly conference with our presiding elder. It is our last quarterly conference of this conference year, so you know we have a lot of information that will be passed along and a lot of information that we have to, information with the church and things of that nature that we have to discuss. So please be prepared. All officers, please be prepared. Members, you may come in and enjoy the conference. Amen. I know it will be a blessing, not only to me and not only to our presiding elder, but it will also be a blessing to Fuse Memorial. Amen. So, again, that is the 25th, this coming Tuesday. Amen. Please be prepared. With that being said, we will go right to, I lift up the name of all of those who are on our sick and shut-in list. Amen. In particular, I want to lift up Sister Jessie Burrell, who just went through a surgery, amen, and she is resting, amen. We've been talking and praying, amen, and so I know that yet again, y'all, she is our living, breathing testimony, amen. We've heard her on the program a number of times, amen, and so we just thank God for her. Amen. We know that God is still using her. Amen. And what a great way to be used by the Lord, and just to see that every time that a stumbling block comes your way, he always fixes it. Amen. Let us go to the throne of grace. As we bow our heads, Father, we thank you. Thank you, Father God, for blessing us, for keeping us, for wrapping us in your loving arms, Father. But now, right now, Father God, we come to you asking, Father God, that you would touch your people, Father. Touch those in a mighty way, Father, that need to hear a word, Father, and those that need a blessing from you. We ask right now, Father God, that you would strengthen us. Continue, Father God, to show us your will and your mercy and your grace, Father. We ask right now also that you would touch the nursing homes and the hospitals and the doctor's offices and Father God, but also touch the houses of those, Father God, who are all alone right now, who seem as if and believe that nobody loves them, Father God. We ask that you would touch them all right now. Let your healing spirit go forth, Father God, on the lives of your people, Father, who call on you. And, Father God, we ask that you would bless all those, Father, that do not call on you, Father, that they may see your saving grace, Father God. Because we know, Father God, that if we call on you in the midst of our situations, Father, that you will bless us, that you will keep us, that you will watch over us, that you will shine your face upon us, Father. You have not, Father God, failed me yet. I thank you, Father God. I lift you up right now, Father. Before all this world, I hold up my blood-stained banner. Let your blood flow down upon my face, Father. Let it wipe not only me, but this ministerial staff, this radio station, all those that are listening. Father God, let it wipe us all clean, white as snow, and present us faultless before your throne. We bless your name, Father God. We thank you. In Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Prepare for the message and the messenger. I just want to say that last week we had an impromptu praise and worship service, and Minister Rosalind Thomas was supposed to bring word. And I know that she worked very hard on her message, and I know that it's always a blessing when she delivers a word. It's a blessing to my spirit, and I know for a fact that it's a blessing to everyone else. So I wanted to hear the words and the message that she put together, amen, through the Holy Spirit. So though we celebrate the resurrected Jesus, amen, we bless the ascension of Jesus to take his rightful place as our Lord, Savior, Redeemer, and Mediator. Amen. So after this song by Minister Annette McKinney, the next voice that you will hear will be that of Minister Rosalind Thomas. God bless you, Minister.
Praise God. Pray with me. Holy Spirit, come and fill this place. Bring us healing with your warm embrace. Show your power. Make your presence known. Holy Spirit, come fill this place. Holy Spirit, come fill this place. Breath of God, we need a touch from you. Shine down on us with a light of truth. Stir our hearts and set our spirits free. Holy Spirit, come fill this place. Holy Spirit, come fill this place. Holy Spirit, come and play. Bring us healing with your warm embrace. Show your power, make your presence known. Holy Spirit, come fill this place. Holy Spirit, come fill this place. Breath of God, we need a touch from you. Shine down on us with the light of truth. Stir our hearts and set our spirits free. Holy Spirit, come fill this place. Please, Father. Holy Spirit, come fill this place. Come fill this place. Feel this place. Come feel this place. Come feel this place. Place. Come feel this place. Come feel this place. Come feel this place. Thank you.
Good morning. God's people, praise the Lord. Come and fill this place this morning, Lord. Be with me. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for using me in your ministry. Thank you for guiding me thus far and granting me your grace. Even now, Lord, you know the purpose for which I have come to you. Today, Lord, fill me with the same grace, anointing, and power so that I can preach your word boldly and with authority. I'm unworthy, Lord, but make me worthy by cleansing me and filling me with your Holy Spirit. I submit myself to you so that you can use me in whichever way you want to. I take victory in your mighty name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'd like to thank our pastor, Dante Townsend, for allowing me the privilege and opportunity to give a spoken word from the Lord this morning. My scripture is Acts. Chapter 1, 9 through 11, the King James Version. And when he had spoken these things, refers to his last instructions to his followers. While they beheld, he was taken up, refers to him ascending before their very eyes, and a cloud received him out of their sight, represents the Shekinah, glory of God, which enveloped Christ as he ascended. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, these statements are important because they affirm his actual ascension, testified to by eyewitnesses. Behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. These two men were actually angels, which also said, "You men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven?" This does not mean that it was only men who were present, but rather that this was a common term used for both men and women. This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, refers to the same human body with the nail prints in his hands and feet, shall so come in like a manner as you have seen him going to heaven, refers to the same place, which is the Mount of Olives. The book of Acts is an important book for understanding the action of the apostles, mostly Paul and Peter, after Jesus' ascension into heaven. Ascension, the act of rising to an important position or a higher level, the act sent of Christ into heaven on the 40th day after the resurrection. My title and subject is God's Ultimate United Design. That unites God's plan with his power, his mission with the Holy Spirit. Every strong believer clearly lives for God's purpose by the power of the Holy Spirit. I hope that we all are beginning to see how the plan of God works together with the power of God. God never calls one to do a task that he does not enable him or her to do. We can think about this raft, parenting, student witnessing, personal living and leading. It is important that we learn how to unite the power with the plan. When this happens, great things begin to happen. Sometimes we are privileged to observe remarkable or unusual events. One of the effects of television is to reduce the sense of wonder or pleasure or surprise or privilege that meeting an important person would have given to previous generations. We can see monarchs, presidents, prime ministers, and famous people close up every day of the week, so that when we do see them or even meet them, we fail to regard the occasion as extraordinary. I think that the disciples of Jesus experienced a combination of this reaction. On the one hand, they became very familiar with Jesus, so familiar that they did not value each occasion that they spent with Jesus, such as when they fell asleep on the Mount of Transfiguration or in the Garden of Gethsemane. On the other hand, they observed their master take on new roles. They noted how he reacted to the attempts of the crowds to make him king. They saw how he refused to tremble before earthly authority, not because he despised authority, but because he knew who he was and what position had been given to him by his father. They spent time with him after his resurrection, and they must have sensed their amazing privilege in being in the company of the one who had paid the penalty for their sins, defeated death, and now lived in a state of resurrection life. The first attitude is always wrong. We should never get so familiar with Jesus that we take for granted any time spent with him. The second situation is the one we can enjoy because Jesus can always do great things. In our message, we will consider his ascension to heaven, which was a new position for Jesus as far as his humanity was concerned, followed by his exaltation to the throne of God, the place that he has occupied since his ascension, and great have been his activities from there. Some of them are detailed in the book of Acts, and we can read about others in history, both in the history of the nation and the history of the church. In the future, he will be involved in other great events, the conversion of Israel, the resurrection of the dead, the judge on the day of judgment, the creation of the new heavens and the new earth. Why is the ascension of Jesus important? Several answers can be given to this question. For one thing, it is an unrepeatable event, even for the Lord Jesus. The event is important for believers because all that Jesus did, he also did on their behalf. The Bible stresses that they were all united to him in spiritual sense throughout his life, death, resurrection, ascension, and current exaltation. Another reason for the importance of the ascension is that it opened the way for the Holy Spirit to come. Jesus told his disciples that if he did not go away, then the Comforter would not come to them. Another reason is that Jesus ascended to a real place, invisible to us, but nevertheless real. It is the place where God is worshipped by the angels, where his throne room is, from where he governs the universe. The ascension was the last time Jesus was seen on earth. Since his ascension, he has been in heaven, exalted at God's right hand. Mark 16:19. A fact to be responded. The ascension of Jesus is a historical fact that was witnessed by 11 men. It is recorded in 2 of the 4 Gospels and in Acts 1. And because it was witnessed, we believed it happened. Remember that major events in Christ's life were witnessed. Paul stresses this in 1 Corinthians 15 in regards to Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. And 11 men saw Jesus ascend into heaven. They were eyewitnesses of what had taken place on this 40th day after the resurrection of Jesus. That the ascension is a fact is important for at least 2 reasons. First reason, it was a fulfillment of the prophecy. Old Testament prophets, admittedly, in picture language, describe the ascension of Jesus. Alex Mortier has commended, for example, that Isaiah 52:13, see, my servant will act wisely. He will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted. When it's threefold reference to promotion, remind us of Jesus' resurrection, ascension, and exaltation. More clear is Psalm 68:18, when Paul quotes in Ephesians 3 as a prophecy of Jesus' exaltation. The reality that the fact of the ascension was the fulfillment of prediction should cause us to be encouraged to think about it. Secondly, the ascension vindicated Jesus' own words regarding it. He told unreliable disciples that he would ascend to where he was before. John 6:62. He told Mary Magdalene after his resurrection that he would ascend to the Father. John 20. So his ascension vindicates the claims of Jesus. He had to rebuke the disciples for not realizing that the Messiah had to suffer, enter his glory. And the way to glory demanded his ascension, a time of fellowship with the disciples. In other descriptions of the ascension, which he wrote at the end of the gospel, Luke says that Jesus led his disciples out as far as Bethany. Bethany was the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. It is significant that Christ chose to ascend from Bethany, the place where he had enjoyed hollow moments of fellowship with his dear people. He did not ascend from the temple in Jerusalem or from Bethlehem where he was born or from Nazareth where he grew up or from the Mount of Transfiguration or even from Calvary and the spot of his resurrection. On this occasion of his ascension, Jesus was having fellowship with his disciples as they discussed the purpose of God. Fellowship with Jesus results in his blessing. And the last sight they saw of Jesus when he was rising with his arms lifted as the high priest, bestowing blessings upon them. Luke's gospel opens with the account of the priest temporarily serving in the earthly temple. It closes with the internal priest, Jesus, blessing his disciples in picture language. Luke is telling his readers that the future success of the church is going to be dependent on an absent Lord. And Jesus went from the fellowship of his disciples still on earth to a deeper fellowship in heaven, including with the spirits of just men made perfect, but more especially with his Father. A triumph of faith for Jesus himself. We must remember that it was not as God alone that Jesus ascended. As God, he is omnipresent. It was as the God-man he returned to heaven, to where his human nature had never been before. And as a real human, Jesus had to do everything in faith. He had prayed for this to happen. John 17:5. From the scriptures and perhaps from the inward testimony of the Spirit, Jesus anticipated his return to heaven, and his face was vindicated. He was welcomed with a cloud of glory The ascension was also a sense of Jesus returning home. And with that joy, he was welcomed back by his heavenly Father with something greater than parental satisfaction, but surely also including it. The Father welcomed Jesus to the holy throne. Another aspect of Jesus' ascension was his leading his enemy captive, victorious Roman generals, when making their triumph entry into Rome, would lead the parade in front of the applauding masses, and tied to their chariot wheels would be their conquered enemies, once brave and confident of victory, but now totally defeated and helpless prisoners. And Jesus, when he ascended, was giving external evidence of his victory over the powers of darkness. Satan and his followers were totally defeated by Jesus. In his sovereignty, Jesus allowed some activities to the devil, but all of them are overruled by Jesus. The last aspect of the ascension of Jesus is that he went there expecting his people to be gathered to him. It was not farewell when he ascended. He was going as the forerunner to claim the inheritance. Although he has ascended, he is not ashamed to call us his brother. His road to universal enthronement. When Jesus ascended and reached heaven, he was welcomed by his Father. He sang of this event in Psalms 110. The Father welcomed Jesus with the word, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool." Jesus was exalted to the highest place that heaven affords. He became King of kings and lords of lords. He is installed now as God's king from the place of universal superiority. He governs the nation, and he does it for the benefit of his church. He is head over all things for the benefit of his body, the church. The person in control of all things is Jesus Christ. Response to the ascension of Jesus. Praise. The ascension was an item of praise in the Old Testament church. They looked forward to a time when the Savior would ascend to his glory. They probably did not fully understand what they were singing, but do we? Joyful fellowship with conquering Savior. Jesus led his disciples out as far as Bethany. The picture Luke is providing is that of Jesus as the shepherd, except now he is not only the shepherd who died for the sheep, but he is the shepherd who is going to externally lead his people to drink of the fountains of water of life, service of the heavenly king. The angels told the disciples not to continue gazing into heaven, but to go to work for Jesus on earth by witnessing to him. Optimism for both the present and the future. We do not know the future, but we know that Jesus had ascended. He did not leave in order to escape from the future. No, he ascended to control the future. Everything is in his hands. In my conclusion, when Jesus ascended into heaven, he did not go to some distant planet in space. Heaven is not several billion light years away. Instead, Jesus simply stepped into a different dimension of existence. There is an invisible spirit kingdom which surrounds us on every side. Jesus is not far away, and neither is the throne of God and the greatness of his power. He is right here with us right now. The invisible spiritual life is imparted to us by the Holy Spirit, who came as a result of Christ leaving this earth. Because Jesus ascended into heaven, you and I can have all of him right now. And just think of it. Just as Jesus stepped into invisibility, he will step back again into visibility. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, he will suddenly appear. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. We can't just sit on the sidelines. Oh, no. We are the players. The game is going on. You are responsible for your part. If you do not know what it is, then you better get close to God and find out. If you feel inadequate for your position, then call upon him who strengthens you to rightly handle that job to his glory. Every believer, not only is he the Holy Spirit, but is accountable to allow the Spirit of Christ to live through his life. We dare not sit on the sidelines. We need to stop being so attracted by the world. It is not the world increasingly getting evil. Why would you flirt with it? Why not instead become preoccupied and what God wants to do through your life? This is the kingdom living. Be alert and ready to see God work in and through you. It is a total different mentality that the average Christian is when we combine the divine power with the divine plan. We are set on our feet, armed and ready for the spiritual battle. Don't just think about what Jesus did, but focus on the implication of God saving you and imparting his spirit in your life. The reason God's kingdom is not expanding around us is largely because of this disconnect. We do not see how God's empowering us with his spirit is related to how we should live out our lives. We might make room for a worship or a cell meeting, but do not orient our lives around his work. The worldly Christian has the spirit, but lives in his or her ease and comfort, dismissing their obligations to actively carry out God's plan. The self-confident Christian is busy doing what he thinks is God's word, but it is not. It is of the flesh. He needs to repent from acting independently from God. And remember that unless the Spirit of God empowers, it is of the flesh. The neat thing is that God is working in and through us. This is the whole story of Acts. And now, catch a vision of how God works and welcome his work in you. No matter whether you are a student, a parent, a boss, a researcher, out of a job, God will mightily use you. We are all always in the presence of Christ. We are never out of his sight and therefore out of his mind. There are no earthly limitations of space and time with our ascending Lord and Savior. We can draw near and dwell in his presence. Lo, I am with you always, Matthew 28:20. Christ is living, and in his life we live and have our being, Galatians 2:20. In his life, we enjoy fellowship with God and victory in the Christian life. We have free access to grace and to God's presence, and we can draw near and keep near to him. I say, we dare not sit on the sidelines. Let God use you today and become a part of God's ultimate design. Church, let me say this, then I'm going to sit down and take my seat. Let me tell about my ultimate design. He's not designed by Ford, not designed by Chrysler, not designed by General Motors or Maybach or Tesla or Maserati, Rolls Royce, but the ultimate designer, himself, the way maker, the provider, the healer, the king of kings, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the Savior, the Comforter, Holy Spirit, my all in all, the way out of no way, the wheel in the middle of a wheel, a mother for the motherless, a father for the fatherless, the doctor in a sick room, the lawyer in a courtroom, my everything, my God all by himself, my anchor, the love of my life, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Yahweh, my ultimate designer, the Father, the Son, and the Holy, the Trinity. My God, thank you, Lord, for being who you are and whose you are. Again, I say, don't you want to be a part of the ultimate design by God? Come and join this assembly line. I dare you today to come. The name of this company is all of the big three, rolled in one, saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, redeemed, restored, and revived, the best designer in the world, the ultimate design by God, the best benefits in the world. Everything is free. All you got to do is confess with your mouth that he died on the cross for your sins. The third day he arose, got up, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God Almighty. And he is your personal Savior. And come up and give the pastor your hand, and guard your heart. Find your faith-based, Bible-believing, tithe, offering-paying church, and make God your ultimate designer today. Won't you let him in? I guarantee you he is all you will need. Signed, sealed, and delivered. He can be all yours, fully loaded. Yes, yes. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, the best chauffeur in the world. Never leave you or forsake you. Always keep his promises, as he is built on nothing less but Jesus' love and righteousness. All you got to do is lean and trust in him. He will lead and guide you every day. Don't cost you nothing. Free, the ultimate designer, who is designed only for you. On, check him out. Best deal in the world. You can't beat this price. It's free. It's free. Can't lease it and you can't buy it. It's free and guaranteed to last forever and ever. No matter what, if you leave, he'll be there when you come back. Same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I'm going to take my seat now. It's up to you to make your choice today. The ultimate design and designer. To God be the glory for all he does. I just can't tell it all. Amen. The ultimate designer and the ultimate design. The Lord God, our Savior. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Oh, he's worthy. Thank you. Amen.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Mm. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
And as you have heard the words of this powerful minister, God's ultimate design, my question to you is, aren't you homesick? God created you to be a part of a masterpiece.
Yeah.
You are a part of a puzzle designed so carefully. And God hates to lose any of his creation. So I offer Jesus to you right now. I open up the door of the church and I offer Jesus to you now. If that's you, pray this prayer with me. Father God, I love you. I ask that you would come into my heart. Lord, I believe that you lived, that you died, and that you rose again all for me. Be the Lord of my life. Forgive me of my sins. Help me to be a better creature in you. I trust and believe solely in you. I thank you. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And though I am not perfect, Father, I will do your will. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you prayed that prayer,
amen,
and you sincerely meant it within your heart, salvation now belongs to you. And if you die this very moment, having given your life over to the Almighty Master, you would go unto heaven. If you sincerely meant that prayer within your heart, happy birthday. This is the first day, the rest of your life. Find yourself a Bible-based church. Bless them with your presence. Help them with your tithes and your offerings. And pray with them in the spirit. And watch what God will do in your life. May God bless you. May God keep you. Brother Tony, will you please bless us, sir, with the doxology?
Amen. God be with you. God be with you. God be with you until we meet again. God be with you. God be with you God be with you until we meet again. Amen.
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 Thanks and honor to this network, this HubNet Online Network, for giving us the opportunity, amen, to have our worship services here. Amen. We bless your name, Father God, for this group of people. Brother Akim, Sister Michelle, we just thank God for you. And you know, Doc, we always praying for you all, so you know you're covered, Doc.
Thank you, sir. It's my pleasure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I yield to the minister, Rosalind Thomas, for our benediction.
Amen. Amen. To God, the ultimate design and designer. May the strength of God sustain us. May the power of God preserve us. May the hands of God protect us. May the way of God direct us. May the love of God go with us this day and night and forever. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. Amen. And may God bless his people.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
And we are signing off.
Is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to him. holy and hallowed God.
Holy,
sacred and sovereign
Savior.
Holy, righteous and redeeming God.
Holy,
worthy of all the glory. Worthy of all the praise.
Holy,
we will bow before you.
Praise
your voice.